In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Any great leader speaks both to his time and to all time. In our own national history, there has been no greater leader than Abraham Lincoln, and no American has more successfully spoken to his time and to all time. When, on the afternoon of Thursday, November 19th, 1863, Lincoln traveled to the town of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, to deliver a two-minute speech at the dedication of the Soldiers' National Cemetery, he was speaking to those who had just lost their friends, their sons, their brothers, and their husbands in battle. In fact, his words were so specifically directed to those of that time and place that in the midst of that now famous speech, Lincoln said, "The world will little note nor long remember what we say here." Well, that turned out not to be true, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address continues to speak to the American people. It contains one of the most famous sentences ever uttered by an American president, when Lincoln proclaimed that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and the government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. In little over 2 minutes, Lincoln spoke to his time and to our time. Even more than Lincoln, though, our Lord himself had the same task in front of him almost 2,000 years before: how to speak to the people of his time and to everyone in all times. And today's passage from the Gospel of Mark does just that. Now, when Jesus is questioned by the Pharisees, who generally posed tougher questions than poor old Jim Laird did this week in Denver at the presidential debates, the Pharisees chose to ask him about divorce, thinking, as they always did, that they could somehow trip him up. And as Jesus often does, he turns the question back on them by asking them what Moses had to say about divorce. They respond that Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of dismissal and to divorce her. Now, you may be surprised to know that such certificates of divorce still exist in Orthodox Judaism. In Hebrew, it's called a get, and a man may present it to his wife, thereby ending their marriage. Now, here's the important part. That certificate is a one-way street. A wife cannot write a certificate of divorce to end the marriage. Still to this day, there are stories of Orthodox Jewish women stuck in some kind of marital limbo because her husband refuses to grant her that divorce certificate. As Jesus does many times, he tells the Pharisees, "Yes, that's legally permissible, but you have a higher calling than that." Specifically, he says, "Because of your hardness of heart, Moses wrote that commandment for you." But Jesus clearly teaches that there is a better way, one that doesn't involve sending your wife away when you tire of her. Jesus is not telling his followers in the 21st century that all divorce is wrong, period. He's telling the people of the first century that marriage is not something to be cast off when the husband gets fed up with the wife. Jesus is telling these Pharisees that there is a better way, and that is to love and support their wives, no matter what may be legally permissible under the law of Moses. So what is Jesus telling us in the 21st century? He clearly holds marriage in very high esteem, as should we all. But with marriage, as in all aspects of our lives, we would do well to apply two principles that Jesus has at the center of his ministry: love, and forgiveness. We can all understand love being at the heart of marriage. But forgiveness should be as well. One of the prayers we say for the newly married couple during the marriage ceremony in the church is, Eternal God, grant them grace when they hurt each other to recognize and acknowledge their fault and to seek each other's forgiveness and yours. So forgiveness begins within marriage, but forgiveness is something we are called to in the church, which is why we believe in second chances. When couples come to us seeking remarriage and saying that despite all their prayers and best efforts, they simply couldn't make their first marriage work, we offer forgiveness and a second chance to live a married life with their new spouse. What Jesus wanted for people in his day and what he wants for us today is that we love and respect each other, that we treat each other with equality, and that despite what may be legally permissible, we rise to a higher level and do not just what we must, but what we should. In doing so, we come closer to God, whose blessing we seek in our marriages and in every aspect of our lives, all the days of our lives. Amen.